You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Cocoa, 99.9 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
And God said, let there be light. Before it was recorded, he spoke it. And that's why the enemy is always after that which creates. And that is voice. Even now, while I'm talking, you're falling asleep. Or Googling instead of paying attention because they don't want you to hear it. Even allow you to be offended with me so you won't hear what I'm saying. Because this pitch can cause you to dial into destiny.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, A Distinct Vibe for Every Generation. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 29, verses 3 through 9.
Psalm 29, verse 3 through 9 out of the NIV. I'm dealing with a series entitled The Significance of Knowing Your God. The significance of knowing your God. Let's read the word and we'll give you the message title, the title of the message for this hour. Psalm 29, verse 3 through 9. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip. He makes a nation skip like a calf. Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, all cry, come on, glory. In his temple, all cry. Let's practice again. Glory. One more time. I only got three people over there to say it. In his temple, all cry. Glory. Glory to God. Release your voice and your vibration. I want to share with you a message entitled at this hour, A Distinct Vibe for Every Generation. That word vibe is not just a feeling. It is an abbreviation to the word vibration. There is a distinct vibration for every generation. God wants to tune your ear in to hear what he's saying specifically to you in this hour in human history. Father, I thank you for your voice. And I give you praise for allowing me to be a sounding board to your people. With gravity and humility, I'm grateful to stand in this place to speak to so many on a weekly basis. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight. And I would ask that you would go before us, Father, and give us preparation. Where there is no vision, where there is no distinct vibration, there can be no vibe for the generation in pleasing you. And I give you glory and praise for the ear to hear of your people, the mind that's necessary to comprehend. I pray that you give us a heart to receive and a spirit to contain the word. We will give you praise and glory for the word. In Jesus' precious name, let the church say amen. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I want to share this message with you. That is a distinct vibe for every generation. This morning, it was my task to let our congregation know that God has placed preachers in the midst of us as a echo or a voice of God in the earth. And many voices have taken the place of the preacher today. There are reels that have taken the place of the preacher. There are rap boys who've taken the place of the preacher. I had a young lady to share with me this morning that the message really broke her because she came up from South Florida with her grandmother and came to the house of God. She said, I'm 24, and anytime I go through something, I always turn to my favorite rapper and he speaks to me. And your message told me that it is really the preacher that God put in place to give me direction, not a rapper. But many of us don't gravitate to God when we go through. We go through a lyric or somebody that speaks to us. And it is in the realm of the demonic. I'm going to mess you up. Because what's happening now, even prophets, false prophets, speak to what you feel, not to the remedy. Not to where God is trying to take you, right? So we got to tune our ears in to hear where God wants to take us, not to where we stand. Even if you're in Christendom, it is easy for you to want prophets to speak to your desires, which steps or causes many of us to step into the realm or the atmosphere where the demonic can influence, because God is not trying to confirm everything to you all of the time. He's trying to inform you of things you may not be aware of. Why would God send teachers if you already know? If you don't need a teacher, and you hear people saying the Bible says you need no man teach you, and it does. But remember this, God does not conflict himself. Neither does the word conflict with itself. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, how then shall they call on him? I'll wait until they put it on the screen. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him of whom they have not heard? Look at the word. And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how can the preacher preach unless he's sent? Now, some people are called and some people are sent. And there are others who just picked up a briefcase and they went. They weren't called. They just have the gift of gab. They have no passion for you. They have no desire to see you better. They don't want to see you grow. They just want you to buy a CD. When God is trying to get us to a whole nother realm, and to do that, he's got to mess up your atmosphere. That's why the psalmist says, you want the voice of God? Let me tell you how powerful it is. It's over the waters, over the depths. It's over the depths. It even thunders. So when you hear thunder, that's like the voice of God. The voice of the Lord is not only thunders, or not only does it thunder, but it is powerful. The Bible says when God was speaking to the nation of Israel, he could speak clearly to Moses. He could hear voice. But what they heard was thunder and lightning as he would ascend on Mount Sinai. He was very clear to the ear of Moses, but to the nation they quaked at his fear. And he was so powerful and so full of power and fear and might at one time, even the men of God, even Moses, was afraid that he would break forth to them and destroy them because of the power of how he descended on Mount Sinai. You want to hear God? Well, I'm telling you, he's too powerful to hear. But what he does is temper his power and place his treasure in earthen vessels. He put all of this power in earthen vessels. Crack pots that can bleed and leak at any moment because he's trying to temper himself. The thunder is tempered in an earthen vessel that he can speak to us clearly. Glory to God. I don't want to hear a preacher. I want to hear God. Do you really want to hear God? Well, look at the psalmist. The voice of the Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. It's majestic, the most majestic voice that you could ever hear or sound that you could ever hear. It breaks cedars. In other words, his voice is so powerful, when you walk in, if he was speaking, wood would just crack. You ready for his voice? Think about that. It cracks the cedar. He don't need a saw. He don't need dynamite. All he has to do is speak and it would explode. Thank you, Lord. I want to see an angel, really? Where they carry in themselves the power of fire and brimstone. Which means he can send them to a city and it will explode. You really want to hear an angel? God says he does use them, but he tempers Gabriel. Glory to God. To only bring you the message in a way that you can hear. And then he will call sometimes pastors angels. Not because they're flawless, but he tempers it so you can hear his voice. Glory to God. Glory to God. He breaks the pieces of cedars of Lebanon, the best ever. He makes Lebanon skip. He makes nations skip, either into their place or out of their place. Glory to God. The voice of the Lord shakes deserts. In other words, when he speaks, you see earthquakes. You look at what happened in Turkey here. Thousands, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. I'm not quite sure if it's thousands. There was an earthquake here recently, but many of us may not know about it because it didn't happen in Brevard. But if he shook Brevard, like he shook Turkey here recently, they were pulling babies out of buildings a week later. Thank you, Lord. Still alive. Imagine being trapped in a spot not knowing if you will come out alive or not. Thank you, Jesus. I got stuck in an elevator, and I'm telling you. If you ever got stuck in an elevator, you don't want that to happen again. Thank you, Jesus. I got stuck in an elevator between floors, and I was like, man, this ain't right. This ain't right. So I was cool for the first 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. After about 45 minutes, I sat down on the floor. I started feeling a little funny. I sat down on the floor and then I closed my eyes and I started breathing deep, but faster. I'm pretty cool, but that started getting to me. Hour and a half. I don't know. And after a while, I heard a voice. Hello? I was like, thank you, Jesus. Somebody said hello. I said, hey, I'm stuck. They said, we know. We know. We're getting help to you soon. Hello? If you've never experienced it, I'm telling you right now, you don't want to. It's like being in a grave alive. That's what it feels like. Being in a grave where they close the casket and you're still alive. Thank you, Lord. Well, the Bible says the voice of the Lord can shake the desert and cause things to quake. Not only that, the voice of the Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh, which was a beautiful desert, if that makes sense. That's an oxymoron because deserts aren't beautiful. But the way the sand is in Kadesh, he disrupts the beauty of the desert. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks. And if you can see a tornado, there are times when a tornado can come and you will see an oak tree twisted. Glory to God. Or you can see a pine needle stuck all the way through it. Now the pine needle isn't strong in itself, but what kind of wind is it to take the pine needle and cause it to go right through an oak and get stuck in it? Just like if you were shooting an arrow. That's how fierce the wind can be, and the voice of the Lord is like that. Yet he tempers it by placing it in preachers. Thank you, Lord. The voice of the Lord is majestic, powerful. It sets, it's set above. Write it down. It is superior. It breaks and even strips according to the word of God. God's voice is too powerful for us. Glory to God. That's the point I'm trying to make. I want to hear from God. Well, he may blow your eardrum. One of the things he did when he descends, you read it in the book of Exodus and the book of Deuteronomy, when he descends on Mount Sinai with a trumpet blast, it got louder and louder as he comes. So much so that their ears were bleeding. Thank you, Lord. When God shows up in his might, in his majestic strength, flesh can't handle it. Many people want God, but they don't know they couldn't handle God if he showed up right now as the supernova. Thank you, Lord. Our God is greater than flesh. That's why he remains in spirit. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But God has placed an influence. Write it down. God has placed an influence on the importance of the voice and its tone. God has placed an influence on the voice and its tone. I read to you this morning in the first service that there are many voices, and each one of them has significance. But God has placed influence on the importance of the voice and its tone. Voices are very important to mankind. Why do you say so? They are the medium. The voice is the medium through which we do a lot of assessing the environment that we're around. We communicate a lot of times through voice, unless we're visually or audibly impaired. This is how we communicate with the outside world. We communicate our ideas, our thoughts, the course in which we want to take, our emotional state, and our personality comes through our voice. The voice is so important. I believe God wants a voice or a vibe communicated from him that is tailor-made for every generation. Your voice is the very emblem of your ability to communicate. So whether you're tall or short, or if you're large or small, I wouldn't know if you were talking on the radio. But your voice is the emblem of the communicator. Before there was a written word, there was the spoken word. Thank you, Lord. Before a written word recorded ever, there was the spoken word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form, verse 2. And darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And God said, thank you, Lord, let there be light. Before it was recorded, he spoke it. And that's why the enemy is always after that which creates. And that is voice. Even now, while I'm talking, you're falling asleep. Or Googling instead of paying attention, because they don't want you to hear it. Even allow you to be offended with me so you won't hear what I'm saying. Because this pitch can cause you to dial into destiny. And without it, you'll be out of scope. Maybe in the proximity of what God wants, but never stepping into it. It is the voice tone that helps you to dial in to the thing that God is calling you to. And how can they hear without the preacher? And how can the preacher preach except he's sent?
called and some are sent. Others pick the briefcases and they just went. When you have someone that's called, you need to dial in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Dial in and pay attention. Get your attitude out so you can hear the word of the Lord, because it may shape destiny. Thank you, God. Glory to God. Two Live Crew shouldn't have your voice, your ear. Tupac. God put Bishop in your life. Well, that's bold. That's bold. If I don't say it, who gonna say it? How can you hear without a preacher? I'm coming right out of the book of Romans chapter 10. And how can the preacher preach except he's sent? Thank you, Lord. So we got all of these voices that are clouding the voice of the preacher. Thank you, Lord. Voices are also one of the media. One of the media through which we recognize specific things. It is the media, one of the media that we recognize other human beings. If you don't hear a voice, you won't recognize other human beings. I didn't say a bark, because if I hear a bark, I'm looking for what? No. All right. They have a sound, but not a voice. Glory to God. If I hear what am I looking for? A rooster. Glory to God. If I'm looking for, if I hear a moo, what am I looking for? A cow. I don't even have to see it, but I'm looking for one. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You want me to keep going with it? But if you're looking for a man, if you're looking for a man, then before you see him, you're looking for a voice. Long-lasting relationships start and end not with looks, but with a vibe. Thank you, Lord. With a vibe, with a vibe, with a vibe, with a vibe. Not with a shape, with a vibe. Thank you, Lord. Not with the hairstyle, a vibe. Not with jewelry, a vibe. Not with how you drive. But what does the world go after? Thank you, Lord. Then what voices are you listening to? There is a voice of this world that will show you appearance first. And it speaks louder than the preacher. There's a voice of the dead. People who've died or systems who are dead that will speak louder than your present. What are people listening to? There's a voice of Satan and the false prophet that speak to your desire, not to your destiny. It'll tell you what you already desire. You can't trust what you desire. You got to submit it to God. Because the Bible says what you desire may not even be good for you. Oh God. Oh God. What I desire may not be good for you. We're living in a day now, the Bible says, when children lead a nation, the nation is being judged. That simply means when we listen to our children about this, anything about that, they can tell you what they want versus you telling them what they need to do. That means you're following children versus shaping their consensus. That means the nation is being judged already. Thank you, Lord. Adults should lead the nation. Not children. You are childlike if you go after earrings and things that shine. Because children go after the glitter, circus. Ooh, I want to do that. Why? Because it's all lights, camera, and action. What do we see in our world? The voice of the world that attracts us. It's like a big circus. And you can sample this and sample that. And tune in to your favorite person when God says, how can you hear me? Because there is a voice of God without your preacher. Which simply means you need to get into the house of the Lord where people are coming from the Word so you can hear God's voice, dial into it, and stop flowing. Because I guarantee you, if you're not listening to the Word, there's seven other voices that are speaking to you clearly.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, A Distinct Vibe for Every Generation, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2303-0511. That's reference number 2303-0511.
Ambassadors for Christ is conducting its annual toiletry drive. Donation bins are in the fellowship hall. So please fill the containers with travel size, personal care items such as bar soap and body wash, shampoo and conditioner, deodorant, toothpaste, and much more. If you wish to help in other ways, contact ambassadors@truthrevealed.org. FACES 25th Annual Scholarship Luncheon honoring Man of the Year, Bishop Merton Clark, and Woman of the Year, the Honorable Rhonda Babb, will be held on Saturday, March 25th from noon until 5 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Vieira Conference Center. Donation is $50 per person, and all proceeds go to serving young men and women by assisting with college tuition. Call 516-526-5740 for tickets and more information. If you are ready to belong, grow, connect, and serve, new members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Straight up.